Are you caring for a loved one with dementia? You don't have to figure this out all on your own. Welcome to Truth, Lies, and Alzheimer's, the show that helps you reimagine a new relationship with your loved one, a relationship a little more free of stress and anxiety. Join host Lisa Skinner and her 30-plus years of experience as she guides you on a new path to a better relationship with those you care for. Here's Lisa.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another new episode of the Truth, Lies, and Alzheimer's show. And I am Lisa Skinner, your host. You know, 30 years ago when I first went, started working in the elder care arena, I had never heard the term mild cognitive impairment. I don't think it even existed. And then probably about 20 years ago, I started hearing the term mild cognitive impairment. And it kind of put a whole new entire perspective on the whole dementia, just the way it was being treated and looked at by physicians. So, of course, you know, we all have experienced normal aging forgetfulness. We can't remember where we put our keys, and sometimes our glasses are sitting on top of our head. And, you know, those things happen to all of us, and they're quite common. And a lot of people, because they've come to me over the years, and they've said, I'm really worried that I might be developing Alzheimer's disease or dementia because this is happening, blah, blah, blah. And then they introduce this new term and kind of this new phase called mild cognitive impairment, also referred to as MCI. And it just is a completely different course to developing dementia. So I thought that for those of you like me 30 years ago who aren't familiar with what mild cognitive impairment actually is and what it means, I'm going to do this episode all about mild cognitive impairment, because it's actually something that is really important to at least know about, be familiar with the term, and understand it is referred to, what it actually means. So, mild cognitive impairment, or MCI, is a condition characterized by cognitive decline that is more significant than expected for an individual's age and education level, but does not interfere significantly with daily functioning. That's a huge difference, because we know that one of the tell signs of dementia is when it interferes with activities of daily living. You can't balance a checkbook and perform normal everyday tasks the way you did before. So that's a huge difference. This intermediate stage between normal age-related cognitive changes and dementia is now of growing interest due to its potential to progress to more severe cognitive impairments, such as Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. So the prevalence of mild cognitive impairment is estimated to be around 15 to 20% in individuals age 65 or older, with a higher risk among older adults. So the older you get, the higher the risk of developing MCI is. Risk factors for developing mild cognitive impairment include advancing age, genetic predisposition, cardiovascular risk factors, diabetes, depression, low levels of physical and cognitive activity, pretty much the same as Alzheimer's disease and other related dementia. Individuals with mild cognitive impairment may experience memory loss, language difficulties, impaired judgment, and other cognitive impairments that are noticeable to themselves and to others. Diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment involves comprehensive neurophysiological testing to assess cognitive function, as well as a medical history review and physical examination to rule out other potential causes of cognitive decline. Early detection of mild cognitive impairment is crucial for implementing interventions that may slow down or prevent progression to dementia. Management strategies for MCI, mild cognitive impairment, typically involve lifestyle modifications, cognitive training, physical exercise, and management of underlying health conditions. So, mild cognitive impairment, this is kind of a summary, represents a critical stage in the continuum of cognitive decline that warrants attention from healthcare providers, researchers, and caregivers. The way that mild cognitive impairment is diagnosed is, again, through a comprehensive assessment that includes several steps to evaluate a person's cognitive function and rule out other potential causes of cognitive decline, very similar to their process with Alzheimer's disease. The diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment involves the following key components. A medical history and physical examination is done. Your healthcare provider will conduct a thorough review of your medical history, including any past or current medical conditions, your medications, and family history of cognitive impairment. A physical exam may also be performed to assess your overall health and identify any signs of neurological issues. Cognitive assessments are also performed, and those include neuropsychological testing, which is a critical component of the diagnostic process for mild cognitive impairment. These tests evaluate various cognitive domains, such as the memory, your attention span, language, visuospatial skills, and executive function. The results of these tests help assess the extent of cognitive impairment and identify specific areas that are showing weakness. And then they might do a functional assessment. In addition to cognitive testing, assessing daily functioning is an important part of the assessment process to determine whether cognitive changes are impacting an individual's ability to perform everyday activities. This may involve gathering information from the individual and their family members or caregivers about any difficulties with tasks like managing finances or cooking or remembering appointments. Then there are laboratory tests. Blood tests may be conducted to rule out reversible causes of cognitive impairment, such as thyroid dysfunction, vitamin deficiencies, or metabolic disorders. These tests help identify any underlying medical conditions that may be contributing to the person's cognitive decline. They might order imaging studies, neuroimaging techniques such as an MRI or a PET scan may be used to assess brain structure and function. These imaging studies can help identify changes in the brain that are associated with mild cognitive impairment and rule out other neurological conditions. Healthcare providers may use established criteria, such as those outlined by organizations like the National Institute on Aging and the Alzheimer's Association to classify mild cognitive impairment based on the severity of a person's cognitive decline and its impact on their daily functioning. Is there any way for the progression of cognitive decline to be slowed down? Slowing down the progression of cognitive decline, especially in conditions like mild cognitive impairment, involves a combination of lifestyle modifications, cognitive stimulation, social engagement, and management of underlying health conditions. While there is no definitive cure for cognitive decline, the research suggests that the following strategies may help slow down the progression of cognitive impairment. So, I can't tell you how many times I have brought this topic up, but physical exercise, we can't emphasize that enough. Regular physical activity has been shown to have a positive impact on cognitive function. Aerobic exercise in particular can improve blood flow to the brain, promote the growth of new neurons, and enhance overall brain health. Another known factor is eating a healthy diet. That would include a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. These can provide essential nutrients that support brain health. Diets like the Mediterranean diet, which emphasize fresh produce, fish, and olive oil, have been associated with a reduced risk of cognitive decline. Then, of course, there's the cognitive stimulation, extremely important. That includes engaging in mentally stimulating activities such as puzzles, games, reading, learning new skills, and social interactions. This can help maintain cognitive function and support brain plasticity. Being socially active is really important because maintaining social connections and participating in social activities can help reduce feelings of isolation and loneliness, which have been found to be risk factors for cognitive decline. So regular social interactions can stimulate the brain and support emotional well-being. Your sleep plays a huge role in cognitive health. So adequate sleep is essential for cognitive function and overall brain health. Poor sleep quality or sleep disturbances can negatively impact memory, concentration, and cognitive performance. And again, controlling underlying health conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, obesity, and high cholesterol can help reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Please follow through with regular medical checkups and adherence to treatment plans because these are crucial for overall health and brain function. Now, as far as mental health support goes, managing stress, anxiety, and depression are all important for cognitive health. Mental health conditions can impact cognitive function, so seeking support from mental health professionals or therapists can definitely be beneficial. In some cases, medications may be prescribed to manage symptoms of cognitive decline or underlying health conditions. So be mindful. It is important to follow healthcare providers' recommendations and regularly review medication regimens. And then, if you're ambitious, participating in structured cognitive training program designed to improve specific cognitive skills such as memory, attention, and problem solving may help maintain cognitive function and potentially slow down cognitive decline. So, bottom line, by incorporating these strategies into your daily life, individuals with mild cognitive impairment or those at risk for cognitive decline may be able to support brain health, maintain cognitive function, and potentially slow down the progression of cognitive decline. It is important to consult with healthcare providers for personalized recommendations and guidance on implementing these strategies effectively. A question that kind of popped in my mind that I researched is, can it only be slowed down if it's not Alzheimer's disease? And the reason why I was curious about that is because, according to my research, not everybody who enters the stage of mild cognitive impairment progresses to Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. It can just remain, it hit a plateau in the MCI and not develop into Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. So what I found out about the slowing down question is slowing down the progression of cognitive decline is important regardless of the underlying cause, whether it's mild cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's disease, or another form of dementia. While the effectiveness of interventions may vary depending on the specific condition and individual factors, many strategies aimed at supporting brain health and cognitive function can be beneficial in various forms of cognitive decline, including Alzheimer's disease. Here are some of the key points for you to consider. Early detection and intervention are crucial in addressing cognitive decline, regardless of the underlying cause. Identifying cognitive changes in the early stages, such as mild cognitive impairment, allows for the implementation of strategies to potentially slow down progression and improve quality of life. I talked about this already, but I'm going to emphasize it once again because it's so important. Healthy lifestyle choices, such as regular physical exercise, a balanced diet, cognitive stimulation, social engagement, and adequate sleep. All these things can benefit brain health and cognitive function in individuals with various forms of cognitive impairment, including Alzheimer's disease. And while there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease, medications such as cholinesterase inhibitors and memantine can be prescribed to help manage symptoms and slow down cognitive decline, but only in some individuals. They don't work on everybody, and other people can have adverse reactions to them. But these medications are aimed at improving cognitive function and managing behavioral symptoms associated with the disease. However, and I know this from experience in the last 30 years, people who are given these types of medications and the ones that it does show improvement, eventually they stop working. And then typically you might see a significant decline in the cognitive health. Participation in clinical trials and research studies focused on Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia can provide access to promising treatments and interventions aimed at slowing down disease progression. These studies contribute to advancing our understanding of these conditions and in developing new therapeutic approaches. While Alzheimer's disease presents unique challenges due to its progressive nature and irreversible brain changes, efforts to slow down cognitive decline and improve quality of life remain valuable. Research into new treatments, lifestyle changes, lifestyle interventions, and personalized care approaches continues to advance our understanding of Alzheimer's disease and offers hope for individuals living with the condition. So, to answer the question that's probably burning in your mind, it was in mine, can people live with mild cognitive impairment that does not progress into dementia? Yes, it is possible for some individuals with mild cognitive impairment to remain stable and not progress to dementia. Not all cases of mild cognitive impairment inevitably lead to dementia, such as Alzheimer's disease or other forms of cognitive impairment. Some people diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment may experience stable cognitive function over time or even show improvement with their cognitive abilities, especially if they follow some of the recommended strategies. Several factors can influence the likelihood of mild cognitive impairment progressing into dementia, which include the type of mild cognitive impairment that any individual has, because there are different types of mild cognitive impairment. I actually did not know that. So depending on the type that you have would have a huge influence on whether it will progress to Alzheimer's disease, etc. The underlying causes of mild cognitive impairment can vary among individuals. It can be caused by a range of factors such as age-related changes, vascular issues, depression, medication side effects, and other health conditions. Addressing and managing these underlying causes may help stabilize cognitive function. Then again, you have your lifestyle factors and the early detection and intervention is important. Each person's experience with mild cognitive impairment is unique, just like we've talked about with Alzheimer's disease. The progression of the condition can vary widely among individuals. What plays into determining that are factors such as genetics, overall health, cognitive reserve, and environmental influence can all play a role in determining the trajectory of a person's cognitive decline. While some individuals with mild cognitive impairment may remain stable or even experience improvement in cognitive function over time, others may eventually progress to dementia. So, it is so important for individuals diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment to work closely with their healthcare providers to monitor cognitive function, implement appropriate interventions, and address any changes or concerns that may arise. Lifestyle modifications, cognitive stimulation, social engagement, and management of underlying health conditions can all contribute to supporting brain health and potentially delaying the onset of more severe cognitive impairment. I don't think we can emphasize that enough. So, the differences between mild cognitive impairment and dementia are, well, bottom line, both conditions that involve cognitive and changes, they do, but they differ in terms of severity. That's the main difference. They vary As far as the impact on a person's ability to perform just normal daily functioning activities and also in its progression. Individuals with MCI have cognitive changes that are noticeable and measurable, but do not significantly interfere with their ability to carry out daily activities. The cognitive impairment in MCI is more pronounced than we see with the normal aging-related changes, but is not severe enough to meet the criteria for a diagnosis of dementia. Dementia is characterized by more severe and progressive cognitive decline that interferes significantly with a person's ability to function independently. Dementia affects multiple cognitive domains such as memory, language, problem solving, and judgment. People with mild cognitive impairment, on the other hand, may experience mild difficulties with memory, language, or other cognitive functions, but these challenges do not typically impair their ability to independently manage daily tasks, such as cooking, managing their finances, or maintaining personal hygiene. However, dementia significantly impairs a person's ability to perform daily activities. As the condition progresses, individuals with dementia may require assistance with tasks such as dressing, eating, bathing, and communicating. Those are the main differences between what we now refer to as mild cognitive impairment. So, in summary, I just want to say that mild cognitive impairment represents a transitional stage between normal age-related cognitive changes at the end of the spectrum and dementia on the other end of the spectrum. It's the in-between stage. While mild cognitive impairment involves noticeable cognitive impairment that does not significantly impact daily functioning, dementia is characterized by more severe cognitive decline that leads to substantial functional impairment. So that is the scoop on mild cognitive impairment. And I just want to add real quickly, there are a few other things that can actually contribute to mild cognitive impairment. I mentioned vascular factors, depression and anxiety, medication side effects, metabolic conditions. Those include your diabetes, your thyroid disorders, vitamin deficiency. Now, here's one that we haven't talked about: substance abuse. Yes, chronic substance abuse, including alcohol and drugs, can have detrimental effects on cognitive function and may manifest as cognitive impairment. Genetic factors may also play a role in the development of mild cognitive impairment. So there are certain genetic predispositions that may increase a person's risk. And then other health conditions that I did not mention before, such as infections. I did mention sleep disorders and other health issues can also impact cognitive function and contribute to MCI or mild cognitive impairment. So, I think that hopefully this has been really helpful in understanding the difference between the normal aging brain changes that most of us experience at some point or another in their lives, the intermediate transitional stage of mild cognitive impairment. Again, some people stabilize in that phase and do not progress to Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. And then, of course, full-blown Alzheimer's or one of the other brain diseases that causes dementia. So I hope this has been very informative for you. And I will be back next week with another new episode for you on the Truth, Lies, and Alzheimer's show. And again, I'm Lisa Skinner, your host. I hope you all have a very happy week and enjoy life. And I will see you back here next week. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you very, very much. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Truth, Lies, and Alzheimer's. We hope you found something in today's episode that helps. We understand that caring for a loved one with dementia can be the challenge of a lifetime, but you don't have to do it alone. If you're ready for exclusive access to even more great content and resources, head on over to Facebook and join Lisa's Minding Dementia Support Group. We're a community of like-minded caregivers, and we're here to help.